Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, How to Harvest. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Let me read this to you from the Amplified in Genesis 26:12. Then Isaac sowed seed in that land and received in the same year 100 times as much as he had planted, and the Lord favored him with blessings. Now we know this happened. We know 100-fold happened and can happen and happens. But look at the elements. Isaac stayed where the Lord told him to stay. He sowed where and when the Lord told him to sow. And he reaped where and when the Lord told him to reap. Amen. Come on, can you see this? Yeah. This is how you could get 100-fold. Mm-hmm. Being led every step of the way. Thank you, Master. Let's go to... This thing grew on me while I was talking. Why don't you go to Isaiah, the first chapter, and also find Matthew. That's where I wanted to go, the 21st chapter. In fact, let's look at Matthew 21 first, then we'll go back to Isaiah. We'll do it that way. Matthew 21, then we'll go to Isaiah 1. Matthew 21. Verse 28. Matthew 21, 28, Jesus said, a certain man had 2 sons. And he came to the first and said, son, go work today in my vineyard. Verse 29. He answered and said, I will not. But afterward, he repented and went. Verse 30. He came to the second, his second son, and said likewise. And the second boy said, yes, sir, I go, sir. And went not. Verse 31. Whether of them twain, which one of the two did the will of his father? Now you might think this is too easy of a question, but Jesus is asking us, and there's significant reasons why. Do you know which one actually did the will of his father? Which one? And they say the first one. The first one was what? The guy that said, I'm not going. But then he changed and he went. The second one said, I'm going, yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Here I go, sir. And he never left the house. And Jesus said, the publicans and harlots are going into the kingdom of God before you. Ooh, that made them mad. They think they're so holy and high. And verse 32, he said, John came to you in the way of righteousness. You didn't believe him. The publicans and harlots believed him. And you, when you had seen it, repented not afterward that you might believe him. Now this proves that the scribes and Pharisees that were so anti-Jesus, they actually saw and knew in their heart that he was the fulfillment of Scripture. But because of the envy and the jealousy, they wouldn't do it. And see, they're the ones that would herald and say, oh, we worship God, we obey the Lord, we keep His laws, we keep His commandments. And He says, okay, here's my son, receive him. And they would not do it. And the harlots and the publicans, they said, we ain't never going to church. We sin and we like it. But when they saw, they repented. And they came and gave their, give me a sinner who's honest about being a sinner any day over some hypocritical so-called Christian. You can do something with them. You got people who are so messed up and then they're sinning and doing all kind of wrong things, but they'll argue with you and get mad and give you scriptures why it's okay for them to do it. And you cannot be right like that. It's not the person who talks, it's the person who does. It's not the hearer of the word, it's the doer of the word. It's not the person who says amen and takes lots of notes in church. who's going to get their finances in the best shape of their life. Come on, are you listening to me now? And going to get all their debts paid off. It's not the person that is the loudest that makes their confessions when we stand up with our offering. Who's it going to be? The person that when the Lord taps you on the shoulder or wakes you up in the night or deals with you in the morning, go here, do this, do that, that actually does it. That's the ones that are going to experience financial miracles and see these things. Go to Isaiah. Isaiah, the first chapter. You know these verses, but I want you to rest your eyes on them. Let them get in your spirit even better. Isaiah, the first chapter and the 19th verse. What does it say? What does it say? If you be willing and... See, not just willing. Not just, whoo, we'll do it. Yeah, we'll do it. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, you know, you've been willing long enough. Do it. Oh, I'm willing. Okay, now do it. We're willing. Yes, sir. You can do that for years. Procrastinate and talk. But if you'll actually be willing and obedient, what will happen? You will eat the good of the land. If you refuse and rebel, you'll be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. The New American says, if you consent and obey, you'll eat the best of the land. Easy to Read says, if you listen to what I say, you'll get the good things from this land. Listen to the Message. This is kind of humorous. It's not really. The Message is not, but the way they say it. He said, verse 19, if you willingly obey, you'll feast like kings. Verse 20, if you're willful and stubborn, you'll die like dogs. They might have took a few liberties there. But it does kind of the same general idea, right? If you obey the Lord, you'll feast like a king. If you rebel, you'll die like a dog. Go to Job in closing. What do you think you ought to do in light of all this? Obey, obey, go all the way, do it today, don't delay, huh? Obey! Somebody say obey, 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 obey. Is thinking about it the same as obeying? No. Is praying about it the same as obeying? No. No. You got talking and doing. Talking is not doing. It comes time when that's enough talking. Now get out the door. Hook them up. Get them gone. Get with it. Time to be diligent. Fire up the boat. Get the net out. Huh? Crank up a tractor. Plant your seed and crack soil. Do what he said. Time to do it. Job 36 and 11. Job 36, 11. If they obey and serve him, they will spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. My, my. Verse 12. But if they obey not, they'll what? Die like dogs. They'll perish. By the sword and die, now this is interesting, die without knowledge. And other translations say, the New Century says, if they do not listen, they'll die by the sword and they'll die without knowing why. Without knowledge, that's saying the same thing. They'll die without knowing why. The complete Jewish Bible says, if they don't pay attention, if they don't listen, they'll perish by the sword and die without learning their lesson. Boy, I don't want that to happen to me, do you? Then what's the solution? Obey. Obey today. Listen to the other translations of this. Ben, this is a good word here. He says, if righteous people listen, God's word translation, if righteous people listen and serve him, verse 11, they'll live out their days in prosperity and their years in comfort.
New Century, if they obey and serve Him, the rest of their lives will be successful and the rest of their years will be happy. Is this the Bible? If you obey Him. Now people try to, there's been people that have implied that if you really obey God all the way, your life will be more hellish than it's ever been. Because the devil will just come after you with full force because you decided to obey God. You ever heard people talk like that? They say, well, man, I never had so much trouble till we stepped out and tried to obey God and build that new church and do this and do that. And oh man, all the devils in hell. So it seemed like they turned loose on us. Then you're implying that the more you obey, the worse shape you're going to be in. The harder it's going to be. What an incentive to obey God. Huh? It's going to be more hellish than it ever was. No. The blessing of the Lord makes rich and what? He adds no sorrow to it. It's just all good and no bad. It's all upside and no downside. Willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. You'll spend your days in prosperity. Come on, do you believe this? Their years in contentment, the NIV says. Years in comfort. They'll be happy. If Complete Jewish says if they pay attention and obey Him, they'll spend their days in prosperity and their years pass pleasantly. That means we're busy serving the Lord. We're blessed, 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 blessed. We're a blessing to everybody and the years just keep ticking by and we hardly realize it because we're busy doing the Lord's work and got everything we need. Next thing you know, we look up and it's time for us to leave this place. And the devil was waiting so he could jump in our life and really mess us up. But he needed us to disobey and be rebellious. And we just kept him waiting. We just kept him waiting year after year. And then we're old. We're biblically old. And we've seen it all and done it all. And we go, sorry, devil, I'm out of here. You lost your chance. And we just leave and go to be with Jesus. And He didn't have the opportunity to destroy us like He does so many. The Bible said He goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom He may. Don't you like that word? Whom He may devour. Obviously, there are some He may not.
Right.
Would you volunteer to be some of them? He may not. We see very clearly who they are. They're not those who refuse and rebel. The Bible said they get devoured. It's the ones that are willing and obedient.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, How to Harvest, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me